Hello and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Tuesday, November 10th, 2020. There has been a lot of new information that Dr. Nyman would like to go over on the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Nyman?
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Yeah, I just want to go over some of the numbers. The pandemic is getting into high gear. As predicted, this current wave is the fall wave. It'll make the two waves previously, which were really part of a herald wave, be miniature compared to what this one's going to be like. The estimate of 100 or 200,000 cases a day in the U.S. or even 250 are likely to be underestimates. The number of cases is growing very rapidly, and now the deaths are starting to go up. So there are reports of a shortage of healthcare workers, shortage of hospital beds, and shortage of morgue space, and all of those shortages are going to get significantly worse in the upcoming weeks. Just as a quick review, this was kind of the hint that this was going to happen really came from yesterday's data. Sundays and Mondays are usually the two lowest reporting days of the week because they're generally reporting the data from the day before. So Sunday and Monday are really reporting Saturday and Sunday data. And yesterday was really the second highest in history. The number one was last Friday. In my tallies, it was 127,000. And then yesterday, it got up to 124,000. The typical pattern is that after Monday, each day of the week will be progressively higher, peaking on Friday. So as expected, today did beat yesterday's number. It was high enough that it was an all-time high. Right now, the number I have is 136,941. There hasn't been an update yet from Idaho. We should add 1,000 or 2,000 to that total. California is only updated through 7 o'clock, so there'll probably be 1,000 or 2,000 added. The total I've got doesn't include over 2,000 cases in Georgia that were done with an antibody test. So basically, if you put the antibody positives in, we're pretty close to 140,000 already. And so if you add all of those up, it'll be above 140,000 today, which means it'll be above 150,000 tomorrow. And it's probably going to be in the 175 to 200 by the end of the week. And it's only going to be higher next week. Just to give you an idea of what kind of numbers these are and how widespread they are, for today, here's the numbers for states that had at least 3,000 cases today. New York had 3,963. New Jersey had 3,777. Pennsylvania had 4,141. California so far has 8,172. Michigan had 6,944. Illinois had 12,623. Florida had 4,353. Texas had 11,211. Ohio had 6,508. Indiana had 4,729. Colorado had 3,890. Arizona had 3,434. Missouri had 6,559. Wisconsin had 7,073. Iowa had 4,432, and Minnesota had 4,893. And then the deaths are up. There's almost 1,500 deaths today. And just to give you an idea, it's not just one state that's reporting these. The states that had at least 50 deaths today was Pennsylvania with 62 deaths, California with 67, Michigan with 86, Illinois with 82, Florida with 69, Texas with 94, Indiana with 63, Tennessee with 62, Missouri with 119, and Wisconsin with 166. So that gives you an idea. Wisconsin was number one. There were 166. There's quite a few states that had at least 50 deaths today. And the total number of deaths so far is 1,481. So the deaths are going higher. The deaths will top 2,000. In the not-too-distant future. If it isn't this week, it'll be next week. There'll be over 2,000 deaths per day. There'll be over 200,000 cases per day, and the 2,000 deaths today will probably get up to 3,000 or 4,000 deaths a day. The pandemic is definitely out of control, there's no plan at this time to do anything about it. Pence has gone on vacation. Trump is trying to stay out of jail, and it's a disaster. This will go down as the most unnecessary deaths in U.S. history. Anyway, there will be hundreds of thousands dead, and they will die this fall and this winter before the vaccine gets distributed in significant numbers to the general population. The test results, just briefly, there really isn't a whole lot of detail. Pfizer just issued a press release on their vaccine. Their vaccine is an RNA vaccine, so the RNA is put together in a cassette that expresses it. They've just put it in a lipid vesicle that's injected, and it requires two injections. The vaccine also requires refrigeration at minus 80 degrees centigrade, which is minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit. Apparently, they're going to be using dry ice to supplement freezing to try to keep the product at this low temperature. That's just going to create an additional distribution issue. As far as the vaccine's concerned, it was recently released because they hit the number that they were shooting for. They wanted to have results on at least 60 cases. They actually got it up to 94. And then they unmasked who those 94 patients were that were positive for COVID. And they found that 90% of the positives were those that received the placebo. So I think there were only 9 patients out of 94 who actually had received the vaccine. these numbers are too small and it's too early to know, how well the vaccine worked on different populations. Like I said, there's only something like 9 who did get the vaccine and still developed the virus, the infection. Not if these are older patients or immunocompromised or whatever they are, there's only like 9 of them. So it really isn't enough to draw conclusions, but I think 36,000 have been vaccinated, and these 90 cases happened in the first week. So that gives you an idea that the results weren't withheld. They really have only, they unmasked them 7 days after they had the patients they're looking at who received their second injection. So it's, or I think it's 7 days after they would have developed a response to the second injection. So it's probably not 7 days after the injection, it's probably closer to 3 or 4 weeks after the second injection. But that's how long it took to actually get the patients enrolled and to get them vaccinated with 2 shots. That's the other disadvantage of the 2 shots is a 21-day interval between the first shot and the second shot, and then it's a couple of weeks after the second shot before the patients is going to be fully immunized, and it's not until the patients have been vaccinated with 2 shots and are immunized that they actually start counting to see who developed disease after they were fully immunized and how many developed the disease if they received the placebo. So there's talk of distributing that to first responders by the end of December, and then high-risk patients might get it a little bit at the beginning of the year. It's going to take a while to get it distributed to the general population. And probably it will be taking till late springs or even summer. By then there will be a lot of dead bodies. There'll be a lot of patients who have been hospitalized. There'll be a lot of patients who didn't get treated because there weren't available beds or there weren't available healthcare workers in North Dakota. They're actually using healthcare workers that are positive for the virus to treat COVID patients because they don't have enough healthcare workers. They're running out of morgue space in Texas. And it's as expected. This is no longer localized to one area of the country or another area of the country. This is very widespread. It's not everywhere equally. It's concentrated more in the Midwest, the upper Midwest in particular. But it is still widespread, and it is picking up steam in the Northeast, which had avoided cases for quite a while. Now are getting, New York's getting close to 4,000 cases a day now. Pennsylvania's getting close to 4,000 cases a day. New Jersey's not far behind. The deaths are starting to go up. New York had been in single digits on deaths for several months. They just got above double digits a few days ago, and those numbers are now starting to increase fairly quickly. They got up to 32 deaths today. They got up to 26 deaths yesterday. And those deaths are lagging indicators, so they're starting to reflect the number of cases that started to increase a few weeks ago or so. New York was up to 3,963 today as far as the number of cases. So that is pretty much the summary. I would expect that there will be 150,000 cases tomorrow, and it may very well get to 200,000 cases by Friday. The virus is definitely out of control. This Thanksgiving holiday will exacerbate the situation. People are still trying to ignore the virus. By Christmas and New Year's, that will create an even greater problem. The virus spreads more easily in the fall and winter when the air is colder and drier and people are spending more time indoors. So we'll probably be shifting to daily updates because these numbers are going to increase dramatically. It just broke 100,000 last week, and it's already up to 140,000 a day, and by tomorrow it'll be up to 150,000. It'll be above 150,000. So we'll be doing updates pretty much on a daily basis to talk about the rapidly evolving or devolving situation and see how accurate these projections are or how inaccurate the existing projections are, which I believe are going to end up being significantly underestimating the toll the virus will take, both with regard to cases per day as well as the number of deaths per day. Okay, that's it for now.
All right. Thanks for that report, Dr. Nyman. Listeners, please always go to economics.co for the latest information, which is updated daily, and we will be doing these more frequently. Situation continues to evolve. Everyone, thanks for listening, and have a nice day.